Certainly a joy and a privilege to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord and appreciate what we've heard and felt already this morning. Thankful that the song said he put a little sunshine in my heart. And I know what the writer was saying, but I'm going to tell you what, that little that he put in has grown to be a lot of sunshine in my life. And it's what I need when I come to the house of God and I'm down and out, not only with just what's going on in the world, but with members, other members that have had tragedies in their lives and things that goes on, and it begins to weigh on you, and you begin to worry and begin to thank God, are you there? And then he sends his spirit, lets you feel it one more time, and you feel that sunshine all over again start rolling. And I'm so very thankful that that's the way that it is, that he's that good to us, and that he lets us feel his presence. I've often said, as I go to the house of the Lord, Lord, let me feel your presence one more time. That's all I want. Before I leave the house, I just try to pray just to, as I've already prayed early that morning, but I try to say just a little quick prayer. Lord, let me feel your presence today. I just want to feel your presence one more time. And, boy, I love to feel the presence of the Lord. I believe Moses said, when the Lord sent him, he said, I'll not go except thy presence go with me. He didn't want to be anywhere without the Lord. And that's the way we ought to be. We ought not want to go anywhere without the Lord. And you say, well, the Lord's everywhere. I know he is, but sometimes we don't get to a place where we acknowledge his presence. Even though he's there, we can't feel it because we don't acknowledge it. And that's when we get in trouble. So you pray this morning. It's good to be here. Appreciate each one that's had something to say or a testimony or sang a song. It's been real good to be here this morning. Ezekiel chapter number 20. Ezekiel chapter number 20. I'd like to read some there. And I believe First Corinthians chapter 12. So Ezekiel chapter 20 and First Corinthians chapter 12. And then the other one, I'll just have to, I guess, try to go on memory the best I can. So it just came to me before I got up as we was praying, and so I'll do my best to try to give you that. But for Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 27, he said, therefore, son of man, speak unto the house of Israel, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord your God, yet in this your fathers have blasphemed me, in that they have committed a trespass against me. For when I had brought them into the land for the which I lifted up my hand to give it to them, then they saw every high hill and all the thick trees, and offered there their sacrifices, and there they presented the provocation of their offering. There also they made their sweet savor and poured out their drink offerings. Then I said unto them, what is the high place whereunto ye go? And the name thereof is called Bema unto this day. Wherefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, are ye polluted after the manner of your fathers? And commit ye whoredom after their abominations? For when ye offer your gifts, when ye make your sons to pass through the fire, ye pollute yourselves with all your idols even unto this day. And shall I be inquired of you by you, O house of Israel? As I live, saith the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you. And that which cometh into your mind shall not be at all that ye say. We will be as the heathen, as the families of the countries, to serve wood and stone. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out will I rule over you. And I will bring you out from the people and will gather you out of the countries wherein ye are scattered with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face, like as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt. So will I plead with you, saith the Lord God. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. And I will purge out from among you the rebels and them that transgress against me. And I will bring them forth out of the country where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. As for you, O house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, go ye, serve ye every one his idols, and hereafter also, if you will not hearken unto me, but pollute ye my holy name no more with your gifts and with your idols. For in mine holy mountain, in the mountain of the height of Israel, saith the Lord God, there shall all the house of Israel, all of them in the land, serve me. There will I accept them, and there will I require your offerings and the first fruits of your oblations with all your holy things. I will accept you with your sweet savor when I bring you out from the people and gather you out of the countries wherein you've been scattered. And I will be sanctified in you before the heathen. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I shall bring you into the land of Israel, into the country for which I lifted up my hand to give it to your fathers. And there shall you remember your ways and all your doings wherein you've been defiled. And ye shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for all your evils that you've committed. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. And when I have wrought with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, O ye house of Israel, saith the Lord God. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face toward the south, and drop thy word toward the south, and prophesy against the forest of the south field, and say to the forest of the south, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will kindle a fire in thee, and it shall devour every green tree in thee, and every dry tree. The flaming flame shall not be quenched, and all faces from the south to the north shall be burned therein. And all flesh shall see that I, the Lord, have kindled it, and it shall not be quenched. And then said I, O Lord God, they say of me, doth he not speak parable? Now, I'll read some again maybe in a minute over in 1 Corinthians, but I want you to think about this scripture for just a few minutes. Brethren, this morning, I thought about it this week, and thought about it. And listen, I know that this was, like Brother Danny said, this was written at an exact time for an exact purpose, what these people were doing unto God, going up to high places, listen, things of places where they thought were grand, they thought were high up, and they were offering sacrifices and oblations, listen, unto their idols, and no doubt it looked very religious to those that were looking on, but God was not pleased with them, for they were they were worshiping idols and not following after God. What did Ezekiel say to them here? Brother, you can climb as high as you want to, brother, but without God it ain't gonna work. Amen. You go where you want to try and worship today, but it will not work. Brother, he said, but you get into my high mountain, the mountain of the Lord, and their worship. That's what Ezekiel was trying to turn these people back unto God. And God gave him another word and said, there's a forest, and in the midst of that forest I'm going to put a flame. And he said, the dry trees are going to get burned up. And he said, even the green trees are going to get burned up. Those that think that they got it made because they're green are going to suffer at my hand. And the flame's going to devour all in the midst of the forest there. Brother, you listen. Preacher, what what's that got to do with anything? And what's it got to do with us? Hey, brother, I want to preach this morning, God being my helper. I'm focusing on the Lord. Focusing on the Lord. You listen. That's why we get in trouble today. That's why we suffer. Brother, that's why we see flame. That's why judgment is passed upon us, because we quit focusing on the Lord this morning. Amen. And Brother Stephen said at the beginning of the week, brother, he was laying out a little bit of history of our churches and how that this time of year was called the laying by time. And brother, it was a time where that the first fruits were coming in, but it wasn't a time of abundance. They're just starting to gather some of the beginnings of the fruit. And so it was a good time, they decided, that they could have revival, because it wasn't a hard time to work. It was kind of a lesser time. They had planted, they had sowed, and now there was a beginning of a little increase, but it wasn't the big harvest. And so our churches set aside a time of revival. And Brother Stephen made mention that most people didn't work except in between services to gather a little bit for the afternoon. That's what they did. They'd go out, gather a couple of tomatoes, maybe a few green beans, and maybe a little bit of corn. But brother, you know what they was focused on, Brother Herman? They was focused on revival, and they was focused on the Lord. Amen. And brother, they set their focus early, and they went to prayer, and they prayed the Lord's will be done, and they suffered everything else to be put aside, and they made sure that the Lord was the focus of their worship that week. Amen. Amen. And brother, you listen, day and night they'd have revival, Brother Bruce. And they'd go to meeting and they would focus on the Lord. And you know what it was supposed to do also? That time of revival was supposed to get the church back focused on the Lord. Amen. And the duty that they had. Like Brother Leroy said this morning, brother, it's our duty, but not only our duty, it's our privilege to pray conviction down on a lost and dying world today. Amen. It is. When you go to pray and you think about lost people, you ought not to begrudge that. It ought not to be something as a woe is me, but you ought to be excited that God chose you to carry the burden with Him for the lost today. Amen. Amen. And brother, old God was talking to him there through Ezekiel and said there's going to be judgment, and brother, there's going to be a fire, and nobody's going to escape it. You think the dry wood's going to be the only one that gets burned up? He said, I say unto you, the green trees. Amen. Them that are escaping to the high places, thinking they're high and mighty, thinking they're more religious than you, even they shall suffer my judgment, because their focus is not on me today. Amen. And you say, well, preacher, I can get along with that because that was them people. I got news for you. You ain't going to escape it either. Amen. The Bible teaches us how to be careful how you build on the foundation. It said the day shall declare a man's work, and every day there's judgment, and it shall be required of you to focus on the Lord today. Amen. That's right. Not just when you feel like it, Not when just the sun's shining, but when the clouds are rolling in, focus on the Lord. Brother, when you're suffering through turmoil in your life and tragedy that you didn't see coming, focus on the Lord. Brother, wasn't that the picture that God gave us? There with Peter walking on the water. The storm didn't quit for Peter. He didn't say, "Peace be still," and Peter walked on a solid sheet of glass. No, the storm was still raging, and Peter was walking over the storms and the troubled sea. Why? Because his focus was right today. Amen. Focus on the Lord. Brother, and I'm going to tell you why so many people don't enjoy church today. Their focus is in the wrong place. Amen and amen. They're focused on this. And they're focused on that. When they ought to be focused on the Lord. If you'd come in and get focused on Him, it'd be easy to worship the Lord. It'd be easy to praise His name. It'd be easy to feel the Spirit. Well, preacher, I just don't feel it no more. But I'm going to tell you, it's your fault because you lost your focus. Amen. That's right. Glory to God. Blame it on me if you want to. Blame it on the deacons if you want to. Blame it on the pianist or the Sunday school superintendent or whoever else you're trying to blame. But the main point is, if you don't feel God in your life, it's your fault today. Hey man, that's exactly right. Well, preacher, you just made me mad because I was feeling pretty good about blaming it on somebody. I believe them green trees felt pretty good that the Lord said a fire was a-coming. Because they said, "We got it made. The dry one's going to get burned up." But the Lord said it won't just be the dry trees in the forest. It's going to be all of them today. Whose focus ain't on the Lord. You know which trees didn't get burned up? Hey, Brother Tracy, I'm going to tell you which one didn't get burned up. Hey, Brother, he didn't mention it in this scripture. But if you go over into the Psalms, you'll see where he talks about the trees of the Lord. And what did he say about them trees? He said, "Them trees are full of sap." Amen. I'm going to say to you, if you got your roots deep and the sap's running through, your focus is right. And you won't be burned today. Yes, sir. You will not be burned in the midst of judgment. Why? Because you've got your focus right. Listen, what did Brother Danny read to us just a few weeks ago about where your treasure is? There will your heart be also. Amen. You know why Lot's wife turned a pillar of salt? I'm going to tell you why. It's because her focus was in the wrong spot. Amen and amen. Yes, sir. You know what? She is worried about what was back behind of her when God gave them word. This is the problem with the church today. God's been sending word and most of us ain't received it. And whether it was me or another man up there preaching it, it didn't matter. He'd been sending the same word for over a year here. Amen, the same exact word. And still, our attention is somewhere else. Our attention is on this, or our attention is on that. Whoa, what a mighty God we serve, though. And brother, whenever he could have let the fire consume us, I thank God, because God is a consuming fire, the Bible said. And Herman, he has every right to consume you and me every day. But I've got news for you. I thought about the song, "Justice Called," but it was mercy that answered. Aren't you glad today that when the fire comes by, brother, if you're in Him, you cannot be burned today. Amen. They said, I know what we'll do. And these boys over here, they keep worshiping God. And we done brought them into bondage over here. And we know what we'll do. We'll set it up. And because we can't bring no accusation against them except it be against their God and how they worship Him. And so they set up the decree. And you know that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not bow. Brother, when they started playing all kinds of music. Brother, I'm just going to say this. You may get mad at me. It'll be all right. But I'm going to tell you something. It'd be hard to come worship God if all week long you listen to AC/DC. You can have that if you want it, but it's the truth. Oh yeah, preacher, get on that rock and roll. I'll get on your country too. Hey man, it don't matter your rap music. It don't matter what it is. It gets your focus and attention off of God, and that's why you can't feel Him no more. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Bible said that they played that old music, and you know what them old boys did? Said they did not bow. Said, we not going to bow. We done made a commitment, thank God. That's another thing. Let me say something on that right quick. Brother, a lot of people forgot what commitment is. But Brother Leroy reminded us what it is. It ain't just whenever everything's going good. You pray when it ain't going good. Amen. Commitment. You know what you did when you joined Mountain View Baptist Church? You committed to come together as one body. Amen. With one mind. Brother, with one accord. And many of you have been in a schism, which is dissension. And you forgot what it is to be one today. Amen and amen. You can get quiet if you want to. It's the truth. Amen, it is. And you know what 1 Corinthians 12 said? It talked about the body, but if you go on and keep on reading, it said there is no schism in the body. So if there is, what's happening? I'm going to tell you what's happening. Man's getting in the midst, and the trees are getting burned up. Amen, that's exactly right. One body, one mind, one accord. Jesus didn't say, Peter, look at the trees and walk to me. He didn't say, look at your own strength and walk to me. But He said, look at me. Say, preacher, He didn't say that in that scripture. Go on and read somewhere else. He said, looking unto Jesus, and the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the Father. Amen and amen. Where's your attention at? I tell you where it's at. It's everywhere else. I'm not saying, listen, and we're all guilty. We're all guilty. We've let election cycles and COVID-19 and schools opening or schools not opening, or whether to wear a mask or not wear a mask, whether to shake hands, bump a fist, hit elbows. We've let everything else gather our attention instead of coming to this house focused on the Lord and worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's exactly right. And brother, we're guilty. Just like Brother Leroy said, we're guilty. What can we do about it, preacher? We can get our focus back on Him. That's the good thing. Listen, he wasn't doing like this when Peter was trying to look at Him. He was in the same spot that he started at. And he's still at the same spot today, Herman. Hey, man. Preacher, how can I get my eyes on Him? Get your eyes in Him. And you'll get your eyes on Him. And your focus will be right today. Hey, man, come get a verse of some song. If I go any further, I get in myself instead of the Lord. Focus on Jesus.
That's what our attention should be held to. Focusing on the Lord. One Lord, he said. One faith. Listen, he said, there's going to come a day, what he told Ezekiel, when I'll gather them together. Amen. He said, that have been scattered abroad, but I'll gather them together into one body. Amen. Preacher, has that happened yet? Yes, it has. The gathering has already took place. Amen. Thank God we're gathered together. He said, it's no longer Jew nor Greek, male nor female. He told that little woman, he said, there'll be a day coming soon, whether you'll neither worship in this mountain nor Jerusalem. He said, but God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You know why we can't have church anymore? Because we're having flesh church. We're having carnal church. We're having, if I don't like it, church. What? We're having, well, let me do it my way, church. No. No, that's the problem. That's why all the churches ain't having church much anymore. Why? Because we've got our focus in the wrong spot. It troubles me. I hope this goes out over the whole wide world. I hope 100,000 see this message, but not because I preach it, but because it's the truth. If we're to see souls saved, if we're to see the church grow, we're going to have to get our focus right today. What about it this morning? Would you stand with us as we sing? If you have a need, God can feel your need this morning. He's able to help you today. Won't you come? Let God have His way in your heart and in your life. Get our focus back on Him. You know what? While Peter's focus and gaze was on the Lord, he was walking on top of the water. We focus that. But he was walking above the storms. He was walking above the waves. He was walking upon all the problems that was going on, and he had no worries. Why? Because his focus was in the right place. Focus was in the right place. Whoa, but the moment the Bible said, all of a sudden, Brother Trey said, he remembered the storm. And at the moment that he remembered that, you know what he heard? He heard somebody say, hey, did you see Sister So-and-so, what she had on? Or they heard somebody say, hey, did you see Brother So-and-so? Well, he didn't close his eyes when they was praying. Huh? You think that's silly? There's a lot of people doing that. There's a lot of people doing that. Yeah. Focused on what? Everything but the Lord. The Bible said as soon as his eyes turned away from the Lord, what happened? He sunk. And listen, I don't believe just his ankles got wet. I believe he went kerplunk. I do. I believe he just got up enough of his head just to say, save me. And the Bible, this is how good God is. Even if you get your focus off, this is the kind of God I serve, okay? Listen, I mean immediately, the Bible said, as soon as Peter said, save me. And the Bible said, immediately his arm was stretched out towards him. And then you know what's even better than that, Brother Jeff? Is in the next moment, they wasn't out in the troubled sea no more. But you turn around and the Bible said they was in the ship. Now, I don't know how far Peter walked away from the ship, but I know he walked to peace because he started there and the Bible said he did walk on water. So there was a span there where he walked towards the Lord and he was away from, I don't know how far they had to go back, but after the instant that he was drowning and he called on God and got his focus right, they was back safe in the ship. That's what God does. Justice called, but mercy answered. Aren't you glad of that today? Let's sing.